Welcome to this week's edition of Praying Pals. Thank you so much for joining me and praying with me. It is such a privilege. And I thank KCHE again and again, especially Nikki Thunder, for doing the production of this program. It is amazing how they have collaborated and been so encouraging in letting us do this. And I just want you to encourage them when you see someone from KCHE to thank them and tell them how much God has used this program to encourage you. That would be great. I just want to encourage them right now. So anyway, let's get back to the topic at hand, the devotional of the week. Confessing and getting caught are two separate things. Getting caught is not an immediate indication of repentance. Yes, repentance. I used the word repentance. Today, it's very unpopular to talk about repentance or calling sin, sin. Well, repentance is just as important and essential as ever. Take Jesus' words to heart from Matthew 4:17. Quote, "From that time, Jesus began to preach, crying out, 'Repent, change your mind for the better. Heartily amend your ways with abhorrence of your past sins, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Unquote. To be saved and to be a true Christian, each person must choose to repent from sin and receive God's only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, as Savior and Lord. What is sin? Is an important question to address today, especially today, because the word is so unpopular. Well, sin is anything anti-God. Sin is breaking the Ten Commandments in any way, shape, or form. Sin is falling short of the glory of God, falling short of His glory-filled standards. So you see, all of us have sinned. All of us need Jesus to save us from sin and eternal punishment in hell. Yes, I just used another unpopular word. Hell is a real place, just as heaven is a real place. But I'd rather tell you the truth with love instead of sugarcoating poisonous false doctrines with eternal repercussions. So you see, being a Christian is not just checking the box next to the, quote, Christian, unquote, option on a medical form. It's not just a campaign speech point to win voters. Being a Christian includes believing in Jesus as Savior and Lord while repenting from sin and accepting Him and His miraculous forgiveness. Remember, any person, any celebrity can talk like a Christian, but true Christians who are born again and saved, they talk and walk like Jesus. Now, some are more mature than others in their walk with the Lord. Some are babies in the faith and have a lot of growing to do. But true Christians hate sin and love the Son of God as their personal Savior and Lord. True Christians have repented from and confessed sins and continue to do so while growing more and more in the image of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when the media tend to feature the, so-called Christian celebrities who have been exposed for not being Christian, well, don't let the secular media get you down. Hypocrites exist, but there are also true blue, truth-sharing, loving Christians who remain faithful. While we live on earth, we can remember that our Lord Jesus Christ Himself warned us about hypocrisy. Until Christ returns, hypocrites, frankly, will always try to wreak havoc. But in the end, when Christ returns, the hypocrites will be exposed and everything is going to be made right. And so we can say with confidence, 1 Corinthians 15:57, which says, "But thanks be to God who gives us the victory, making us conquerors through our Lord Jesus Christ." Let's talk about what it means to be a true Christian, which is to be redeemed and saved from sin, death, and hell, to be completely born again. And that is a term that Jesus used. It's not some sort of, you know, popular term from the 90s. Being born again is something that Jesus said. He said you must be born again. How does that happen? Well, you believe God's Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died in your place and bore the punishment for all of your sins. John 3:15-16, I'm going to include the verse before the most popular one, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Did you catch that? Whosoever? That means you. That means anyone who believes in him will be saved. And the next thing, in order to be born again, we must repent. We must repent and have a change of mind. So, this is captured in Mark 1:15. Have a change of mind which issues in regret for past sins and in change of conduct for the better. And believe, trust in, rely on, and adhere to the good news, the gospel. Next, it's receive. Receive Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life personally while confessing him as Lord. Romans 10:9 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Let's pray and use this time as an opportunity to just do what I just shared, to believe in Jesus personally as Savior and Lord, to receive him, to repent and receive Jesus. Let's do that right now, right on the spot. I'm also going to pray with all of my fellow believers, and we're just going to cover all our bases, okay? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for sending Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross, bearing all of our sins, bearing all of our punishment. We thank you that you rose again on the third day, conquering sin and death. And we right now confess you as Savior and Lord. We believe you, Jesus. We receive you in our hearts. We repent. We turn from our sins. We hate that. We hate sin, but we love you, Lord. Please make us new right now, born again in you. And Lord, I also pray for all my fellow believers that have been hurting from all kinds of things, be it a loved one who just passed away some unexpected challenge job-wise or whatever the case may be. I just pray that you, Lord Jesus, would draw them close to yourself. Draw us all close to yourself, Lord. And please fill us afresh and use us to share your good news with the world, beginning with the next person that you place in our lives. Help us, give us the boldness and the love for the lost, and help us to share you in deed, in word, in truth. Help us to love you and love others as you command. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Prayer tip of the week. I encourage you to buy a Bible and have the intention of giving it to someone and share the gospel with that person. It could be someone in the nursing home. It could be a child. Just pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you. It's very exciting to just totally rely on the Lord. So I really encourage you to do that and share the gospel, share the word of God with someone. And feel free to send your prayer requests 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Again, that's prayingpals.org. Now, you know, I normally never do this, but I'm going to say another prayer for those who are suffering from cancer and need healing from any disease. I just want to pray with you right now for that. I'm also going to pray for everyone who has depression, that would lift. I just feel led to do that. And so even though I'm breaking pattern, just bear with me. I want to pray with you one more time, okay? Heavenly Father, I pray right now. I pray for those who are experiencing great, great trial, great tragedy, I ask that you would comfort them. I know that you said in your word, I am he who comforts you. And I pray that you would comfort the mourning. Comfort those who are experiencing things they never thought they'd experience. I pray for healing. I pray for healing from all the diseases that, and cancer, things like that, Lord. I just pray that you would just help each person who's battling a physical condition, that you would heal them and or grant the grace to deal with each day's issues. And I pray the same for me too, Lord. I pray for healing as well, for the things that you know that I have to, that I have been facing. And I pray also for those who are facing depression and grief from recent loss. Lord, please lift that depression in your name, Jesus. Help them to just be set free from that and guide them to the right people who can help them, that you would use to help them. Thank you, Lord. We just cast our cares upon you and pray for all prayer requests sent to Praying Pals. Thank you so much, Lord. We love you. We thank you that you're willing to bear our burdens. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, folks, thanks for praying with me twice today. I encourage you to keep it up. Pray without ceasing is what says in the scripture. Well, God bless you, my friends, and until next week, just remember that Jesus still loves you.